I drove on I-95 for hours with my mind completely filled with thoughts of uncertainty. It was frightening to drive into an unknown future, and I felt like no matter how long I drove, I would never reach my destination simply because I had none. I didn't have anywhere to go, no one to call, and nothing to look forward to. My family was gone, my friends were gone, and worst of all, my music and hard work were back in Pennsylvania with Pretty in Pink, which I bet by now had changed its name to Jazzy Girls. Most of my clothes were wrecked and drenched in bleach to the point that I had to wind my window down to avoid passing out from the strong fumes that filled my car. But they were all I had, so I couldn't afford to throw them away. I was starving but wouldn't even buy a value meal from McDonald's because I needed to save my money for a rainy day, which could be any time soon. I was living like a bum on the street, and for the first time in my life, I was completely alone with no one to turn to. I cried until my eyes were puffy and bloodshot, but I continued to drive. The only time I stopped was to fill up the tank and get snacks and soda. I was truly living on the edge, and when I realized that it was me against the world, it took no time to jump into survival mode. I drove for nearly 18 hours until I saw a billboard that read, "Welcome to Georgia, home of the sweet peach." Instantly, tears began to pour from my eyes like a waterfall. However, this time around, I wasn't crying because I was depressed, but because I felt proud of myself for actually accomplishing at least one dream in my life. It's true that I had nothing but the clothes on my back and wishful thinking. However, it was those two factors that gave me the confidence and determination to go on. I drove and drove until finally spotting a street name that sounded familiar to me. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Southeast. With nothing to lose, I exited 28A and said a quick prayer to the man above. "Lord, please guide and protect me as I enter into this unfamiliar state. May the doors of opportunity open for me so that I may be in a better predicament than I am now. Amen." Hopefully, this was the beginning of a new life. I drove around the neighborhoods, admiring this amazing city filled with countless opportunities. I began to size people up as they walked or drove past in their luxurious cars and wondered if they were famous producers, up-and-coming artists, or people with the connections that I needed to get my foot in the door. Someone once told me that Atlanta is to music as Hollywood is to acting, and if that's true, then it shouldn't take much time to get into the mix. I was already prepared to do exactly what I did with Sean to get my jump start into the industry until I had the cash to hold my own. Then I'd be able to afford quality music tracks and studio time.